Today we're on E Square in the small town of Askeaton in West Limerick. We're going to be talking about where culture happens in Limerick. And I'm joined by three people who have a passion for bringing culture to places and spaces that are a little off the beaten track in County Limerick.
Hi, I'm Michelle Horrigan. I'm an artist and a curator with Askeaton Contemporary Arts here in Askeaton in County Limerick. We bring artists both from Ireland and internationally into the town to make new artworks within the town and the landscape of the area.
I'm Mike O'Reilly from Ballinvreena. It's a small community in southeast Limerick near Kilfinnan. It's not in a village or a town, or it's just out in the open country. We've got the thatch cottage and a beautiful community hall where we have rambling houses, crossroads dancing, children's theatre, drama and various other activities.
My name is Caoimhe Reedy. I'm manager of Friars Gate Theatre. We're a lovely intimate arts venue in the heart of medieval Kilmallock. We have a very busy performance, a visual arts and education outreach programme that spans all ages from children right up to the actively retired.
And today we're standing in the centre of Askeaton, and we're here because every year the town becomes a hub of international contemporary art, with artists from all over the world creating and exhibiting their work in pubs, shops, community centres around the streets of the town.
Well, yes, as you've probably noticed, the whole town becomes a gallery, but it also becomes, if you like, a way of producing artwork. There was one piece made here last year based around the legacy, I suppose you could call it, of Christy Moore. One of our artists, Aaron Lawless, was in various conversations with locals, discovered that Christy had lived and worked in Askeaton back in the 60s. Aaron made a piece where he basically borrowed somebody's parked car right in front of the bank, as you can see here. He had a tape of the first album that Christy had made, and he played this on the tape deck. Christy's dulcet tones floating around the square here.
So a bit like when we'd hear Micheál Ó Maireartaigh coming out on a car radio on a summer's day.
Exactly, but what was really special about it was that everybody local would have known the reference to that, whereas people coming in from outside, the art audience, if you like, weren't, and it had to be explained to them.
Art and culture should be shared by everybody right through the country. I think it's a fantastic idea to bring art out onto the street like that.
And Caoimhe, that whole concept of bringing art where people and culture, where people can engage with it, that's probably a founding principle as well of the Friars Gate Theatre.
It would be, I suppose, we'd maybe work on a different dynamic to what Michelle is working on, but I'd like to see ourselves as being at the centre of the community. I very much kind of an open door policy.
And Friars Gate is unique in that it's the only art centre on a professional level outside of the city of Limerick in the county.
I'm not like in competition, if you like, with the city, but we just, I suppose, we have a different dynamic in that, for us, kind of Kilmallock is the centre of the universe, you know. So when you're in a small place, you have a different relationship with the people in the town, and you build up a rapport. I mean, I've been there 12 years now in Friars Gate, and you know everyone around the town, and people drop in and things like that. So they have a different relationship with the theatre maybe than you would have in a city.
That way that Caoimhe says of redefining the centre of the universe as being the place where you are as opposed to the place where you're not, that's really at the heart of Ballinvreena as well.
I see no reason why people shouldn't come to Ballinvreena. It's a beautiful, picturesque area. We don't all have to go into the city. And in fact, there are some people who would never dream of going into theatres in Limerick, but are delighted to go to all these country shows. They go to Kilpatrick, they go to Kilmallock, and they go to Imlay, and they go to Ballinvreena. But they'd never be seen inside in the city.
We're just leaving the top of E Square and heading down into the main part of Askeaton. Where did the idea for the Askeaton Contemporary Arts come from, and what type of reception did it get in the early days?
Well, I had just graduated with my MA from the University of Ulster in Belfast, and I came back to Limerick, and I didn't even think about doing something in the city, to be honest. It was, I'm from here, and I thought people were maybe ready. Of course, the first year was a bit of a shock for everyone involved, because I'd never done anything like this before either, but people just really were positive about it. It was only ever meant to happen one time. And later that year, locals started asking me, was I going to do it again next year? And suddenly, we're an international organisation who commission artists. Works made here get showcased in museums and galleries all over the world now.
Maybe sometimes when we think of arts and culture, we put it in the city, we say, that's that, it's in its box. But there, Mike, in Ballinvreena, you'd have a cottage where you would capture the things that you value about your past.
It's great to have them in their natural environment rather than inside in the city museum. You know, people can relate to what's on the walls much better when they see it in their natural place.
I think when you go up to Ballinvereen, like going up to plays and that kind of thing, it's always such a lovely atmosphere there, and you have to kind of make an effort to find it.
In the 70s, when they were deciding where to build the hall, there was an option, a site down on the main road. And if it had been built down there, it would have been closed 20 years ago. But the fact that it's in a winding road, a little bit inaccessible, and there's a quaintness about it.
Yeah, part of the charm, yeah.
And yes, yeah. And we've no problem with that word.
And Caoimhe mentions there how welcoming and inclusive the atmosphere is. It gives a permission then for people to get involved.
That's right. It's all about encouraging people to participate. That's what people want to do. They just don't want to be looking at things anymore. Mm. They like to participate.
It's the way that you do it, actually, isn't it? Because we do in Ireland, and it's a particularly small town, we do hospitality very well. Mm. It's that fear of the unknown sometimes.
Yes.
So it's kind of how you manage to draw people in is I guess, the trick or the magic maybe sometimes.
Once you get them in once, I think, you have them, like, they come back and they come back and they'll try.
It's that initial moment.
I think so,
We had a local man, he was coming to our rambling house for about a year and a half. Yeah. He had worked for many years in England. And his wife gave him an elbow one night. Come on, Bill, sing. And this man started to sing. And he had beautiful old ballads. And he had songs that everybody had forgotten about the village at Limbrahan and things like that. It was fabulous.
We're just coming down now out of the square in Askeaton down to the tourist office. And Michelle, this is one of those places where you get to exhibit art inside. We might just head on in.
Upstairs here from the tourist office, they have two floors. So the very top floor has a local artist, Shawnee Barron. We're going to see a selection of walking sticks, fishing priests and smoking pipes. And Shawnee's been working at these for a long time. He's in his mid-60s right now. So as we come into the room, you'll see they're laid out here.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's just such a beautiful space as well. And each one is so unique and so different.
This is his first exhibition. So I thought it was really important he should be treated like the valued artist he is, and so have his work in a space that we painted up white and have an exhibition catalogue.
Gosh, it's fantastic. There's such a variety. I've never realised that sticks could come in so many different guises.
And he uses a lot of natural objects, blackthorn, hazel. There's even a strawberry tree he had. And he just whittles them a little bit to capture that moment in the stick. So it's all of the ground, of the wood. So essentially, this exhibition is very much about the place and Askeaton as well.
It's absolutely amazing. It's just that it's just a local guy living here in Askeaton, like, and that he has a chance to show his work as well is fantastic, you know. And you can just see when you walk in, the impact of it is so strong when it's shown like this.
Absolutely. I mean, when Shawnee came in to see us installing this, he was, I think, flabbergasted, because he has a store at the back of his house and a workshop. So he just stacks them, a little like how we stacked them in the corner there. So when he arrived in to see them, he just, for him, they just pop out of the wall.
So we're doing it. You could finish somebody off at that.
You know something? Everybody.
Now, Mike has actually picked one of the pieces of art off the wall.
So there you are.
No.
Now, when we go to a National Gallery or a big museum, there's a guy sitting here in a stool, making sure that you don't even breathe. But Mike felt that he could go up and take the stick off the wall and feel the heft of it.
But I think here's that trust element in a small community as well. That I mean, Askeaton has maybe a population of 1,000 people. Shawnee is very well known. He's a real character in the town. And there's that kind of element of appreciation and trust that somebody's gone to this effort to put this together.
We've just come to the bridge over the river in Askeaton, and we can see the Hellfire Club, a lovely panel there in front of us.
Mm. I'm just reading the sign here, trying to learn a bit more.
So what we're looking at is a fairly common sight around different villages and towns, the interpretive panel that tells us about the history of the Hellfire Club. You've been reading it, trying to find out about the Hellfire Club, and then something just triggered.
Yeah, I was just glancing at it, kind of, and then it's when you start reading it, you realise. It isn't really what it seems, it's something else.
2248 AD, September 12th. From the bridge, villagers observe a large black slug, the size of a sheep, in the rooftop garden. In the days that follow, all of the vegetation is devastated. But it's done in that same wonderfully matter of fact.
Very straight, yeah, very straight, the whole thing, yeah. And like the date and everything, like it's so exact, you know.
It's part of the Telfair Club project we made in 2012 by artist Stephen Brands. And this is an alternative future for the Telfair Club.
Even in terms of like for the locals, when they see a visitor or a tourist standing here reading this, they must smile to themselves and think,
they enjoy it.
You know, they must enjoy it. Like,
they must be
waiting to see the reaction. You know what I mean? So like, that's just in terms of the effect that it has on the community, that they're still so engaged with it, and they know, and they'll probably feel like it's their, you know, their piece or whatever.
There's
you know,
an ownership. There's a kind of civic pride about this. That's the River Deal.
Oh, is it?
It goes out onto the Shannon then there.
Yeah.
Question for all of you. Do you feel a part of a wider cultural world, a wider arts world?
We had an inferiority complex in the countryside for a lot of time. We thought that culture and art was in the city. And suddenly we were doing it ourselves, but we didn't have a name for it. And, you know, we're beginning to believe in ourselves in Ballinvina that we're doing something cultural. But we didn't put that name in it for a long time.
As much as we are embedded within Askeaton locally, the support from the town has given all the projects coming out of it such a quality that they sit on an international platform as well, as something that's doing something that's quite unique.
We see ourselves at the very heart of the community, but you do have to look outside yourself in order to grow. And we do have a lot of partnerships with people outside the county and in the country. And Callback Theatre Company now, they're a professional theatre company. We would have co-produced a few world premieres. We have another one coming up later this year, but they're in Glasgow at the moment with Fred and Alice, which would have had its premiere in Friars Gate.
All of you, Caoimhe, Mike, Michelle, why do you do what you do?
We see the countryside is dying around us, and our community centre is filling a very big void, because in the old days people met every morning in the creamery. At one time the pub was a great place for people to meet. People don't meet at mass anymore either. But I think the community centre has to be the centre of the area now, and we're trying to fill that void.
It's just all so satisfying when it all comes together, because when you have a fantastic night at the theatre, or you have a great exhibition opening, or you have a class that goes off really well, or you get some positive reaction, it makes it all worthwhile.
Things get overlooked because it's outside of the city or a larger place. You know, in a small town like Askeaton anyway, in every small town where we're all operating, there's huge amounts of talent and just, you know, opportunities and generosity of spirit. People really want to see it working and taking off.